Now let's talk about some of the standards that were stipulated for NAFSTAR by the Department of Defense. Some of the wish list that guided the design. Now here, up at the top, we have these diagrams of the signals, the L1 signal, that carrier on the left, and the L2 signal on the right. Obviously, at the L1 signal, as you know, both the CA and the P code are on that carrier, and on the L2, just the P code. Well, the genesis of GPS, of course, was the Defense Department. It was in the Defense Department. And in 1973, the Joint Program Office was given the directive to establish the GPS system. Now, one of the things that was necessary was that it be secure and passive and global. A pretty tall order all by itself. Secure and passive sort of go together in that the user did not have to reveal their position when they use the system. So obviously broadcasting a signal was out of the question. Also, as you see in these diagrams, it was necessary that the signal be resistant to jamming. And so therefore the GPS carriers are spread spectrum, meaning that they occupy more width, if you will, more bandwidth than they minimally would need. This makes them more secure to jamming and spoofing. Obviously, too, they wanted to prevent either intentional or unintentional interference. And the signal had to have a large capacity. As we've already discussed, a great deal of information has to come down on this GPS signal, since it is a passive system, to the receiver to allow positioning to be successful.